Hopeless daters.
One dating app that dares you to swipe right.
The question is,
whose love life is more tragic?
It's Battle of the Tinder Dates.
It's the dating segment that puts the big O in Huddy Nut Cheery O. It's Battle of the Tinder Dates.
Wow.
Where two of our listeners go head-to-head to find out whose dating life is the most unbelievably pathetic. We'll explain the rules in just a second, but first, let's meet today's contestants. In this corner, she brags that she can swallow an entire fudgicle in just one gulp,
whoa,
gentlemen. It's Funky Cold Paulina.
Funky Cold Paulina. That's impressive, Paulina.
Thank you. Hey, guys. Hey.
Yeah, she's proud.
And in the other corner, she accidentally invented an X-rated yoga position called Downward Hog.
Ooh.
It's all the rage in Amsterdam right now.
Uh-huh.
Meet Jody the Yogi.
Yeah.
And later, ask me about froggy style.
Okay, what up?
All
like
right.
Both these ladies.
Here's how the game works. One contestant will start by telling one of their worst dating stories. Then the other will try and counter with a nightmare story of their own. We'll go back and forth for three rounds, and then afterwards, we'll declare a winner. We're going to start with Paulina. Paulina, give it to us.
So I was supposed to see a movie with this guy, and I get there, and he shows up in a Ninja Turtle onesie.
Oh, yeah, he does.
I thought it was a joke, but apparently ever since he was a kid, he has always done this.
Ever since he was a kid, he wore a onesie on his first date?
He used to go to the movies with his mom. It was like their thing, and he wore this onesie. It was like they were having like a slumber party.
Okay, well, you don't find footy pajamas sexy. That's where you and I differ, Paulina.
All right, Jody, it's your turn. Can you beat that?
Oh, yeah. You ready for this?
Yeah, give it to us.
So I went out with a guy to a restaurant,
mm-hmm.
and he told me that he's on a strict diet, and he just orders a salad.
Okay.
When the food comes out, you know, kind of got a display of food in front of me, he asks if he can smell my food. It was so creepy.
You let him do it? You let him sniff your food?
Absolutely. I was like, okay, let me hold out my chicken, you know, so... After every sniff, he let out this creepy kind of orgasmic, like, And then, while I was eating, he just made super strong eye contact with me the entire time.
He was not undressing you. He was definitely undressing that chicken.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, that's the end of round one. You're going to have to step it up, though, in round two, all right?
Because I feel like I would date both of those guys again. So let's see.
All right. Paulina, give us your next story.
All right. So I met up with this guy for coffee. And I opened up to him. I was sharing my, you know, my dreams about opening up a restaurant one day. So I asked him what his dreams are. And he looks me dead in the eye and says, I haven't dreamed since I was in the fourth grade.
Intense.
So he's got a dead soul or he's Satan?
All right, Jody.
Top that.
Yeah, Jody, can you beat that?
Yeah, I got one. I was on a first date with a guy at a bar, and he suggested truth or dare. Sounds fun, you know? So we do a couple of normal ones, and then I say dare. So he dares me to go wash all of my makeup off and go the rest of the night bareface.
That's kind of a funny dare.
I know, right?
I like it.
I went in the bathroom and, you know, took my makeup off really fast. 5 minutes after I came out, that just walks out.
What?
Crept out of the place as if my eyebrows had jumped off my face and crept away like caterpillars with him. I mean, what the hell? Now I just call him makeup douche.
Makeup douche? Oh, that's so sad.
Wow, what a setup, though. We got
Jody,
good.
I bet you're beautiful naturally, too.
Thank you.
But seriously, how much makeup were you wearing, girl, for that kind of transformation?
It took less time for me to take it off than it took for him to get out of there. Not much.
Wow. All right. Well.
Ouch.
Yikes.
Okay, here we go. It's round three, your final chance. Paulina, it's got to be your best one. Let's see what you got.
All right. I went to a night market.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun. We were wandering around. But when we were about to leave, two security guards asked to check my bag. And this guy, my date, pushes me toward the guard.
What?
And booked it out of there.
He got that five-finger discount.
Oh, my God. I was held for 2 hours while they questioned me about being an accomplice to shoplifting.
Oh, no!
Oh, my God.
So, wow.
All right, Jody, this is it. Your last chance.
Yes.
I had a date, and we ended up at his place afterwards. Mm-hmm. And a little while after that, we were in his living room just chilling and watching Netflix. And suddenly I hear a loud banging on the door and some chick screaming to be let in. And I was like, what is going on? And I asked him, and he casually answers, that's just my unstable ex. Ignore it. She'll go away eventually.
Oh, no.
You know, I'm not stupid. I'm like, should we call the police? And he said, oh, it's not necessary. She'll go away. 10 minutes later, it stopped. Just straight up stopped. And he turned to me and said, see, told you she'd go away. Oh. I mean, what? Oh, my God.
All right. This is going to be a tough one. Let's go to our judges and find out who's the winner, Brooke.
In terms of bad dates, I got to go with Funky Cold Paulina because of that five-finger discount guy and being framed for shoplifting.
That's one vote for Paulina. Yeah. Jose, who do you got today?
I'm going opposite. I think Jody has just dated more actually crazy dudes, so I'm going to go with Jody.
Oh, woohoo!
Good job.
Yeah, tiebreaker.
That makes it even, so it comes down to me, and I think the one that did it was when he dared you to take off your makeup and then left right afterwards. So it's going to Jody today. Jody, congratulations. You are the grand champion of sadness.
Oh,
you have
God.
One of the most tragic dating lives in all of America.
Okay.
I at least have something to celebrate now.
Yeah. We can't tell if that laugh is masking something or not, Jody, but good luck out there,
all
man.
Right. All right. Good luck, Jody. Never take your makeup off ever.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. That was Battle of the Tinder Dates. Your phone tap is coming up right after this.